Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments in 911 Emergency Phone Calls.
911 Emergency.
This is something you gotta see. This is unbelievable.
And what's the problem there?
I got a man in the pool. He's got his private stuck in the pump block.
What? You're kidding me.
I'm telling you, honest to God, something you really gotta see the police.
North Florida?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm 245. You gotta stop laughing, Gary.
Yeah, this is something you just don't see every day.
And he's in the pool?
He's in the pool. He said he's been in there for 3 hours. It's gotta be shriveled up like hell. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's doing this. Okay, are you security there?
Yeah, but I'm the night clerk here.
You're the night clerk.
Hey, freaks, it's Monday, January 4th, 2021. Coming up on the program today, screaming into a woman's gaping asshole. Plus, more songs and thoughts from a brony. I've uploaded my voice to the cloud to help launch a virtual Timmy Boo. And sucking on shitsicles. All coming up today.
This is great tragedy.
Drunken Negro face cookies.
I'm a mommy.
You're a mommy?
I'm a mommy.
Breathing in semen from the air does not get a woman pregnant. LOL, laugh out loud.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Tim Henson, back here with you to start a new year of Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me. Let's do this. Before that, I guess we're not getting started yet. Before we get started, I have a quick question. Maybe you guys can help me with this. Because, you know, I'm always looking for ways to improve the show, give you guys what you want. And so I have to ask, what do you like about Distorted View Daily? I'm not fishing for compliments or anything, but honestly, after all of these years, I can truthfully tell you that I don't know why most people listen to the show. I don't know if it's for the news segment, if it's for the audio stuff that we play at the beginning of the show. I don't know if you guys actually like the, you know, like pre-recorded, like written little audio bits and sketches, you know, like the fake commercials and the simple living, you know, stuff like that. This is something I probably should have asked, I don't know, 2 or 3 years into Distorted View Daily, but I don't know. Things seem to be going well. Honestly, I'm able to make a living doing the show. So people are listening. I just don't know why. And, you know, when I do something that I think is really great, I get very little feedback on it. I don't get like emails like, oh, my God, that was great. Sometimes, you know, when I'll do something that I think is really excellent, if I do say so myself. It doesn't happen very often, but occasionally it does happen. And then I'll be like, OK, I'm going to turn this into a video or something, you know, really get people, you know, new listeners. People, you know, come check out the show. I post it on YouTube or Twitter or something. It gets like a couple hundred views and like 4 comments. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. Now, I'm not having some sort of like existential crisis. Why am I here? What is this all about? No, I don't need you to email me and tell me how wonderful I am. Besides, I like the emails that start, hey, faggot. It's a different type of communication I'm used to. But, you know, we've had this format for a while, and maybe, you know, like, the majority of people are like, why are there 3 fucking news stories? It's so long. I wish Tim would only do 2 news stories. Or, like, who cares about retards on the internet? I don't need to hear them. Do more news stories. You know what I mean? And I know I'm never going to get a consensus. Different people like different things. But I just want to see kind of, like, what people are into. Maybe I should create, like, a little poll, like, a survey. The Great Distorted View Daily Listener Survey. This is something I'm talking about and will never happen, right? For right now, just email me, show@distortedview.com, or call into the voicemail line, even better, 206-666-4463. Also, if you think the show is getting too long, I know there's like a sweet spot. A lot of people like podcasts that they can listen to on their morning commute. I don't want to do a show too long. You know, when I was doing the old Tell Me show that on the telephone service, I was limited to 5 minutes. And then when it turned into a podcast, I thought, oh, I can really stretch my wings and fly. We're going to do a 10-minute podcast. And that's what really was the goal of DV for the first probably week or so before I realized I can't shut my fucking mouth. That's when the creep started. It literally, if you go back and listen to the 2004 shows, it was supposed to be like 10 minutes. And then it's like every year since, it gets a little bit longer. We're up to nearly an hour every fucking day.
It's 10 minutes of your life you'll never get back. Come for the news of the weird. Stay for the audio pornography.
What?
It's the Distorted View Show.
That was one of our first little jingles. Not jingles, sweepers. Something like that. So yeah, let me know why you listen to the show. Please, I need to figure this out, why anyone would listen to this nonsense. I do have a great program for you in my own mind. Even though it's a new year, we're sort of continuing where we left off in 2020. For some reason, bronies are making a big comeback. Played some audio of those guys recently, and now I've got some brony singing. I believe this all started just a few years ago, 2018, when a brony was dared to sing a song.
Hi, I'm Doug the Lore Master.
He's saying Lore Master with an L, not Whore Master. I heard it too.
And I'm back with my miniseries, Brad Dares Me.
Oh.
In this series, Brad dares me to sing any song from my playlist on my phone.
Brad's in the background, by the way.
And I will sing it. Acapella, no music.
Acapella, not acapello.
And try to mimic the character's voice.
It's not a gendered thing. Like when women sing, it's not acapella, and when guys sing, it's acapello.
Just a bit.
All acapella.
There will be no editing and no cuts. So this is a one take, one upload deal.
So one take fucker, as Richard Simmons might say. Come on, Brad, this is your time to shine.
Today's song is
Being Popular from My Little Pony.
What? Brad, you had one fucking job, and that was to announce the song, you mushmouth moron. But My Little Pony. That's all I got. My Little Pony. Well, thanks to the title of the YouTube video, I can figure out that the song is called Becoming Popular from My Little Pony.
For those who don't know, I am a brony. I love My Little Pony. And I love the songs in My Little Pony.
This is a grown-ass man, by the way. And this is not one of those guys like pretending to be a brony or like he likes My Little Pony ironically. This is a dude who wants to fuck some pony ass.
And at the risk of offending so many rarity lovers out there, I'm going to sing Becoming Popular from the hit show My Little Pony. Without
the best show ever.
Further ado, here goes. I'll be the toast of the town, the girl on the go. I'm type of pony, every pony, every pony should know.
This cannot be one of the reasons why you listen to Distorted View Daily.
I'll be the one to watch the girl in the flow. I'm type of pony, every pony should know. Becoming as popular can be. Making my mark on high society. I'm the belle of the ball, the star of the show, yeah.
You heard that right, an adult male singing, he's belle of the ball. It's interesting because after he recorded this, he went back, I'm sure he watched himself, and he thought, damn, I sound good, because all of his videos since this one have been singing, pretty much. And he's branched out. He's not just singing My Little Pony songs anymore.
But if you were my girl, I'd make it so we'd never be apart. But my love is all I have to give.
Oh, it's an old Backstreet Boys song.
Without you, I don't think I can live. I wish I could give the world.
Well, you get the idea. Although there are some videos where he's not singing. And he expresses some concerning views. He may end up being a future serial killer.
Nobody wants equality. Everyone just wants equal rights.
Hmm.
But equality doesn't stop at rights. You see, equality is when I get on a bus and someone hits me, I can't retaliate if it's a woman. But if everyone wanted real equality, I'd be able to slug them back.
And I'm guessing that's something you deeply, deeply desire.
Equality is where, when I'm standing in line, I have to let a female go before me.
Fuck that! Who says you have to do that? It's one of the great things about being gay. Women serve no purpose in my life. You're a normal straight guy. You're always, you know, holding doors open for women, trying to get in their pants. Even if the woman you're holding the door open for is hideous, she might have a friend. You have to be nice because you never know who these women are, right? Plus, it's sort of ingrained in the psyche of straight dudes. Gotta be nice to the woman because eventually I might need her pussy for something. Maybe it's the end of the world. She's the last cunt on earth. I don't want this bad experience hanging over us. This is how straight guys think. You know what gay guys think when they have to deal with a woman? Why should I be nice to her? Is she going to be able to provide me with dick? Is there an easy A to B, straight line to cock? No? Well, then to hell with her. I don't care if she only has one item in the grocery store checkout lane. She's standing behind me, and she can wait for me to purchase my cart full of lube and condoms. All right, let's listen to some more examples here.
It's just proper manners. But actual equality would be...
if you held the door open for guys?
Stand in line and wait, like the rest of us.
Oh.
Nobody wants real equality, ever.
That's true. I want whatever's going to benefit me. What's that called?
Everyone just wants the perks of equality. You want real equality?
Beat up a woman! I like the way this guy thinks.
A man and a woman go into court. Married. The court will automatically take the female side.
I understand, like, when you have a child, you, like, love them or whatever. But think about this. I don't understand why guys fight so hard to keep their kids. It's such a sweet deal guys get, honestly. Your marriage is over with now. Whatever caused it. She cheated on you. You cheated on her. You're now a free man. You can get out there and date or fuck or whatever. You know what would complicate that, though? Children. You gotta, like, spend time with them and make sure they're not alone burning down the house and stuff. These women fight so hard to keep custody of the children, but then they turn around and they get angry with their ex-husband when the guy finds a new girlfriend. You've given him the time to do that. This is what you wanted. And honestly, I've been around enough children to know, like, every other weekend is enough time with the kids. You guys who are divorced and only have, like, weekend custody every other week, you're living the good life. Count your blessings. It's enough of that fruitcake. Guys, I have some exciting news to share with you. Remember, what was it, last week, the week before, I was telling you that I was not feeling well. My head was sizzling or chilly or cold. I don't know. Something was going on with me. I was convinced I had MS or cancer, or I was about to suffer a stroke or a brain aneurysm or something. While none of those things have come to fruition just yet, I know my time's about up. I have got some problems, freaks. So it occurred to me that it's time to start thinking about my legacy, which of course is this podcast, and how I could potentially continue doing it even after I'm dead. What? You may be saying? Yes, thanks to advancements in AI, neural nets, and machine learning, it is just about possible to create a virtual Tim. The first step, I feel, is getting my voice down. Ultimately, the goal is for a computer to think up things that I might say and then say them and pretty much record an entire episode of Distorted View Daily on its own. Now, we're not there yet, but I have been... this is totally true. I have been training in AI... to speak in my voice. It's not 100% there yet, but it's just good enough that I'm willing to share with you what we've been cooking up in my underground lab. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you to Timbot Mark 1.
Hey freak, this is virtual Tim. I can be programmed to say anything. Just like the real Timaboo, I have no moral compass, no compassion, and I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
Not bad, right? We've got a ways to go. Sometimes I almost sound British for some reason, but I guarantee you, They have taken my real voice and done something with it. What did they do with my voice? Have I given away the rights to my voice? I really should have read the fine print.
Jibu motherfuckers.
That's not bad, right? This technology could be used for pure evil.
You know, I was thinking. Hitler was right. Fuck the Jews. Heil Hitler. I'm a manboy lover. Give me that sweet underage penis. Fuck BLM.
Fuck BLM? No, I would never say that. I've got to be very careful with this technology.
Sexual assault survivor. More like cock tease tattletales.
No, sexual assault survivors are strong heroes, not cock tease tattletales. That's quite enough of Virtual Tim.
My mom's twat lips are swollen and chapped.
Leave Patricia out of this.
My name is Tim Henson, the new face of raping small animals.
I'm looking at some of the options here. I can even make myself do a heavy birtation.
Wife, wow, if a wuf so soofs you want and house us KSDF SJHF sow here as do de hust.
Holy shit, I just thought of something. You know how I have trouble pronouncing names and most words? Every time I don't know how to pronounce a word, I'll just put it into the system here and have Virtual Tim say it. As an example, I found an article here about Indian terrorists or something. The name from someone involved in the story is Suda, S-U-D-H-A, and then some last name with a lot of weird letters, B-H-A-R-A-D-W-A-J. I would pronounce that Bharadwaj. Suda Bharadwaj. Let's see how I pronounce it. You know, I mean, Virtual Tim. How does Virtual Tim pronounce this?
Suda Bharadwaj.
What?
Suda Bharadwaj. Suda Bharadwaj.
Oh, okay. Wow, this is really useful. So there you go. That's Virtual Tim, Timbot Mark 1. I'm going to continue training the computer with my voice, and hopefully it'll get better over time.
Guys, I've got a question for you. Should I install my bidet? I need a fresh asshole.
See what I mean? It kind of thinks I'm British sometimes. I got to install me bidet.
I'm going to eat a nice ham and meowness sandwich.
All right, goodbye, Timbot.
Be careful you don't get AIDS, you careless fairy.
All right, moving on now. Before we get into
9/11 was an inside job by me.
Okay.
Tim Henson.
Very funny.
International terrorist / small animal fucker.
That's the second time you called me that.
Egg. Egg.
Just gonna
keep
going.
Gwaggle, gwaggle.
Are you done?
Guess what I'm doing. Ugh. Tim. Tim.
What?
Guess what I'm doing, gwaggle, gwaggle.
You're pretending to be me sucking some dick. It's very funny.
Glurp. I'm swallowing your pudding babies. Killing your clump children gives me pleasure.
I can already see this was a horrible idea. I should have known. This is from the same higher institution that created the Blackulator Caucasiatron. Fuck you, MIT. Continues to be a thorn in my side. Oh, real quick, before we get into the news, I did want to share with you a piece of audio from blackpayback.com. This is where black guys fuck the shit out of white broads. It's a form of reparations. What was it that we promised black people, like 40 acres and a mule? How about 40 blowjobs and some tight Aryan pussy? Can we call it even then? All right, so here is a black guy. I'm sure he's going to be very gentle with this lady.
So who are you?
I'm Ray Black.
And what do you do?
I fuck throats.
Well, I think we all know what we're in for. So what we have here is a woman giving this black gentleman a blowjob. She is all the way down on his dick, and he is about to bitch slap her cheek. Not sure what that's going to accomplish. You know, she's either going to gag on it or like bite down on his dick. This could backfire. Oh, no, I was wrong, actually. One of the few times I've been wrong on the podcast. He wasn't slapping her cheek. He was karate chopping her throat. This is a new move for me. What happens when you karate chop the neck of a person who's giving you a blowjob? Let's find out together.
Okay,
she pukes on the dick. Okay. We'll never make that mistake.
Give it to me, Pepe. Give it to me.
Wow, he's quite a character. He's like bucking like a chicken, bark, 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 and then saying like Pepe Le Pew.
Stone cold, I'll stand in your mouth one time. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Got some gwaggle gwaggle going.
Do it for the hope. You fucking.
Is he getting a blowjob in honor of Hulk Hogan? Well, this just keeps getting weirder.
Is in your mouth.
So far, he said something about Stone Cold Steve Austin, the Hulk, and Dwayne the Rock Johnson. Puke all over his dick.
Sweet.
Brooke Hogan looking bitch.
Good for your daddy. Good for your daddy. Good for your daddy.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah. Stone Cold.
Not sure what the significance of this all is. He's doing this thing where he's got like half of his dick in her mouth and he's grabbed his penis. And he's just shaking it up and down. And now he's making fun of her blowjob sounds. Rude.
Don't stop. Get it. Don't stop.
This would be too distracting for me to jerk off to. Guys, let me know if you're the same here. I mean, as a straight guy, you are probably just focusing on the woman sucking the dick. But it's kind of hard to focus on her when you got this guy going, get it, don't stop, Hulk Hogan, The Rock. Like, he's a retard. Like a mongoloid getting a blowjob. I wish he would shut up so I could hear her sucking dick, like making the noises. She's having a hard time.
Shut up.
It's weird. He's almost doing like a comedy routine. He fucks her in the ass, and when he pulls out, you know, her ass is kind of gaping still, but yet puckering, trying to close, almost like the asshole's talking. And he is just amused by that, I think.
Look at this shit. Come here, quick. It's a hole.
Hey, man, who's down there, man? You know, is Rico down there?
He's screaming into her butthole.
Where's Prince? Who the fuck is down there?
Next time your girlfriend lets you butt fuck her, you should try this move. See if she laughs. Just scream like you're shouting down a coal mine. Hey, who's down there?
It's me, Todd.
Todd from work?
Yeah, that's me.
What are you doing in my girlfriend's asshole? Thought you were taking a road trip to the Grand Canyon.
I think I took a wrong turn.
Your car is in there too?
Oh, no. We rented an RV. Got the wife and kids here too. Say hi, Gina. Your girlfriend just has a very nice anus.
I know. My dick was just in there. Are you guys okay?
Well, I think your cock dented a side panel, but our insurance should cover that.
I'm sorry. I didn't know you were in there.
We're just really grateful that you were wearing a condom. Yeah, otherwise we would have drowned, you know.
Yeah, well, let me try to help you guys out.
No, we're good. It's actually really nice in here. Yeah, it kind of is like the Grand Canyon.
Okay, well, you guys have fun. Let me know when you want my girlfriend to shit you out.
All right, sounds good. Hey, did you see where the company picnic's going to be this year?
You know what? Let's talk about that some other time. I'm staring right into my girlfriend's butthole. It's kind of creeping me out.
All right, suit yourself. Come on, kids, let's go explore that polyp over there.
What an interesting idea for a story. What if there were little people who lived inside the anus? the secret world of Anus Heady. All right, and with that,
let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now.
Help me start the new year's off right. You know how to do that? Sign up for the Sideshow DB's member site, where you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Like I mentioned at the top of the show, been at this for over 16 years now. All those shows are available in the archives. You'll get access to those. Plus, more importantly, every week we do new exclusive full-length episodes of DV just for paying members. We've got a show coming up tomorrow, as a matter of fact. That is Sideshow exclusive. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. All major credit cards and PayPal accepted. This is how I make my living, so if you like the show, please consider supporting it. There are other ways to do that as well. We've got a Patreon account, patreon.com/distortedview. You can pledge as little as a dollar over there, and there are some perks. And the Distorted View store is still open, still chock full of merchandise, store.distortedview.com. All right, three very quick stories now. First up, a meteorologist who spends her days chasing tornadoes had revealed why you should never lick or eat icicles. Dog piss, right? Either that or like dirt that gets in the ice, like stuff that could harm you. Let's see. So, why you should never lick or eat icicles. After a dangerous social media trend, of course, this is people on TikTok eating icicles. After a dangerous social media trend sees people munching on the frozen treat. Katie Nicolau, 24, from Iowa, recently uploaded a video on her TikTok account sharing the shocking news of people ingesting icicles, believing that it's a bit of harmless fun. But what they are actually eating is not just ice, but bird poop. Oh, I knew it was some sort of waste, but I never thought of bird poop, though. Yes, what they're actually eating is bird poop, among other harmful particles such as rubber, iron, and tar. I'm sorry, just a few years ago, there was the trend of eating Tide Pods on cam. A little bird shit and tar seems rather mild. No problem for these kids. In the clip, Katie explains that icicles form from water. Oh, that's where those things come from. That has melted off the roof and run down the side of buildings. Meaning it has collected many other things along the way, including animal feces. When icicles form, it's from water that melts off your roof and runs down the side of a building, she can be heard saying in the video. Well, here's the thing. You know what else is on your roof? Bird poop, and lots of it. And that water picks it up, freezes it in the ice. You're eating poop. Dun, dun, dun. Speaking to Jam Press, Katie, who works at Siouxland News at Sunrise, added, I've been seeing videos circulating on social media of people eating icicles. I always love telling people weather facts, and this seemed like the perfect opportunity to spread some funny, geeky knowledge. Icicles look clean and clear to the human eye, but if you put them under a microscope, you'll likely see more than just water.
Okay, I love shit, man. I love shit.
Well, you can go ahead and eat the icicles then. Those are fine for you. Mixed in with all of the air in our atmosphere are also microscopic pieces of carbon, dust, salt, and other particles. Yeah, but that means it's on everything. All the stuff we eat has carbon, dust, salt, and other particles. Even though these are microscopic particles, it often makes people think twice about eating icicles when they hear what's trapped inside of them, Katie said. She's always been scared of germs and never eaten an icicle herself. Oh, you haven't lived. Try a pigeon shit icicle. It's got a nutty, almost berry aftertaste. Katie says that, although she doesn't eat ice, this is the dumbest fucking news story, by the way. It's like the main gist of it is don't eat icicles because they contain bird shit. Okay, and then we pepper it with some facts, how icicles are formed, other things in icicles, and that's pretty much it. That should be the end of the news story. But now we're gonna do a deep dive into meteorologist Katie's life. No, she doesn't. Katie doesn't eat icicles. She's a germaphobe. Okay, well, let's see. What does Katie like to eat? Oh, Katie does occasionally enjoy sticking her tongue out to catch a snowflake or two. The meteorologist is fascinated by snowflakes, particularly by snow needles. She said it can literally snow needles. This is a type of snowflake structure that is referred to as needle snow because, why? Well, it resembles small needles. Don't worry, they can't hurt you. Whew, thank God. I was really worried there for a second. Katie, you had me so scared. She says, don't worry, they can't hurt you. They're very fragile and melt almost instantaneously when they land on your skin. Katie's got other snow facts for you. There are 35 different structures that snowflakes can have, and they all tell different stories about what's happening up in the clouds. Can you believe we've got like 10 paragraphs left in this news story? The headline really is Meteorologist Warns Against Eating Icicles. And then hyphen bird poop. We've veered so far away from that main point. Do you want to know the best thing about being a storm chaser? According to Katie, it's that she's able to continue working during the pandemic as the activity is already socially distanced. Oh my God, Katie, you're just living a charmed fucking life. Everything's coming up roses for Katie. She's sailing through this pandemic. Good for you, Katie. During the pandemic, Katie also began creating forecasts for her favorite fictional places. Kind of veering away from her news roots. Just making shit up now. Sorry, that doesn't sit well with me. You're a meteorologist. Stick to what you know. I don't care what it's doing in Narnia. I call them fandom forecasts, and they've quickly become one of my favorite things. This bitch needs to be fired. I've forecasted for planets in the Star Trek and Star Wars universe, every nation in the world from the show Animaniacs, and for video game worlds like Pokemon. And we're done with Katie. How the hell did you turn a news story that has to do with consuming bird poop into something I don't want anything to do with? I'm bored to tears. I'm falling asleep over here. Thanks, Katie. Cunt. Second story we have for you today. Hey, it's like the fourth day in January, and we already have a new Father of the Year nominee. A dad in the U.S. who boasted about his parenting skills after telling his hungry 9-year-old daughter to open a tin of beans or go without food has caused outcry on social media. And I'm guessing Child Protective Services is going to look into this. After 6 hours, Jesus, the child went hungry for 6 hours. After 6 hours, the child successfully opened the can and was finally allowed to eat. Gotta be honest with you, his parenting technique worked. The kid figured it out on its own. Check this shit out. So all of this was relayed in now deleted tweets from the father. The dad, a podcaster. I'm jealous of this guy now. Why can't I have a kid and then use that kid to get me in trouble? Then that trouble will get me in the news and I'll finally get some press. Guy is brilliant. The dad, a podcaster, claimed it was a victory for good parenting. Other parents accused him of neglect, while some suggested he invented the story to get attention. Certainly sounds like a podcaster. Twitter users nicknamed the father Bean Dad, as the incident caused another heated debate on social media, where parenting methods are frequent cause of disagreement. John Roderick, not familiar with him, who is also a musician, shared the story on Saturday on Twitter, explaining that it began when his daughter asked him to make baked beans. After she, that's like a weird thing for a kid to ask for, right? It's like, you know, something a child in the 1800s would ask for. Daddy, I'm ever so hungry. May we crack open a can of beans? Maybe they are poor. He is a podcaster, after all. After she brought him a can opener and a can of beans, he asked her how she thought a can opener worked. When she said she didn't know, he said he realized a teaching moment just dropped into my lap. Doesn't like teaching imply like you show the kid, you explain to the kid how something is done. You teach them the concepts involved. You don't just say, figure it out yourself. Explaining that he wanted his daughter to learn how to open a tin of beans, he said she tried for 6 hours. She was next to me grunting and groaning, trying to get the thing. I should say that spatial orientation, process visualization, and order of operations are not things she intuits. I knew this would be a challenge. Day 7. My sweet princess is not looking so good. She has slowed down considerably. Her lips are chapped. Her eyes are red. She can barely lift an arm, but she's still trying to use that can opener. One day she'll thank... Oh, she's dead. Oh, yeah, she stopped breathing. All right. Eventually, she opened the tin and ate the beans. You didn't even cook the beans? What the fuck? The tweets were quickly shared widely as other users condemned the incident, suggesting it was poor parenting. I feel like it's super valuable to teach kids that they're not alone in the world and that there's no shame in asking other people for help and support, wrote journalist Jason Schreier. Another user suggested Mr. Roderick's approach was ridiculous and that he should simply have fed his daughter and then showed her how to use a can opener. Everyone has different parenting styles. No need in shaming him. Some people did agree with this guy. He said this teaches independence and personal growth. Mr. Roderick did not reply to media requests for comment, but he defended himself on Twitter, before later deleting his account. He's probably like, oh, fuck, I am going to get investigated. I better just lay low. Smart move, Mr. Roderick. A teacher who said she was a teacher. That's not how to say that. A woman who said she was a teacher suggested it was a poor way to educate children. Kids learn best when they aren't hungry. We have found over years of research that when kids aren't starving to death, they pay more attention to shit. Everyone learns differently and different approaches like a guiding hand are helpful, especially if/when someone's struggling. Teachers are dumb. See, this is the problem, right? You get a little bit of press. This is why I'm glad I don't get press. You get a little bit of press. It's negative. It's about, you know, starving his child, but still, it's not like he killed someone, right? But then people start looking through his past tweets, right? Some users then also accuse Mr. Roderick of racism, sexism, and homophobia after searching through his previous tweets. His podcast co-host, Ken Jennings, the Jeopardy guy? We were just talking about him a few days ago. He's in trouble himself for tweets. Yeah, apparently he co-hosts the show with Mr. Roderick. What podcast is this? He called Mr. Roderick a loving and attentive dad. He then added, there's no axis where any anti-Semitic screenshot represents any actual opinion I've ever heard from him. On Sunday, the podcast My Brother, My Brother and Me said it would no longer be using Mr. Roderick's music. Okay, Google to the rescue here. John Roderick is an American musician. He's a writer, a podcaster, and politician, just like me. He is currently the lead singer and guitarist in the band The Long Winters. Never heard of him. Was formerly a touring member of the band Harvey Danger. Okay, I have heard of them. And co-hosts of the podcast Roderick on the Line, Roadwork, Omnibus, and Friendly Fire. Never heard of any of those, but okay. Freaks, you should track him down for me because I would be honored to have his music be played here on Distorted View Daily. I would use his music as a theme song. It says right here, my brother and my brother and my brother and my brother and me used to use Roderick's song as their theme. And now because of this, they're not going to. I think his music would fit right in here at Distorted View Daily. People can't take a fucking joke. Just because someone writes something on Twitter, by the way, doesn't mean it's real. It could very well be exaggerated. Half the time when kids are like, I'm hungry, I want a snack. They don't really want a snack. They want junk food. And like other times they want weird shit. You know, like, I want, like, can I eat some of these? And you're like, you're holding up garbanzo beans. Do you even know what they are? No, but I want them. You know, like, kids are dumb. Kids are dumb. Teachers are dumb. Starve your kids for 6 hours. They'll be fine. All right, final story we have for you today. I mean, seriously, pretty sure we're overfeeding our kids anyway. You know kids in North Korea go more than 6 hours without having a snack. If it's good enough for North Korean children, it's good enough for American kids. That's what I say. All right, yes, final story we have for you today. Oh, this is a real short one. It comes from North Dakota. A Williston, North Dakota man is accused of kicking in the front door of a house after his ex-coworker did not reply to his Facebook friend request. This has happened to me before. We're like, I know someone. Like, I really, this is not just someone that I, you know, I've met on the internet or something. It's someone that I actually know. I've spoken to these people many times face to face, and I noticed that we're not friends. I go on Facebook and I say, oh, they have a profile. I'll add them. And I send a request. And typically what happens then is I forget about it. Because, you know, Facebook's interface is a little weird and sometimes stuff disappears, right? So like, you send this request and then, you know, days go by and other people are friend requesting you or whatever. And then, you know, a couple months down the road, I stumble upon like pending shit. And I'm like, that motherfucker never responded. Like, he's ignoring my friend. I know he's logged in the past, you know, 6 months. This is my cousin. My cousin won't add me. You don't think it's going to be weird next time we have a family get together? All right. Caleb Bursick, 29, pleaded not guilty to felony charges of burglary and terrorizing, filed in Williams County District Court on Tuesday, December 29th. His attorney, Jeff Neering, declined comment. Police say the man started sending aggressive Facebook messages to his ex-coworker on December 24th, right before Christmas, according to an affidavit of probable cause. He threatened his coworker's life. No wonder he didn't accept his request. Why would I want to be friends with you? And warned him that he was going to come at him if he did not accept his Facebook friend request. Accept my friend request or I'm going to murder you, Burchick wrote in a message to his coworker. Police say he broke into the house of his ex-coworker's father on December 26th. Security footage shows a man kicking in the front door of the house. Investigators later identified the man as Burchick. The ex-coworker later told police that he was scared for his and his family's well-being, according to the affidavit. I guess we have to wait for the plea or the court case for more information. Like, what? I would like a little backstory. Why is this guy so obsessed with the coworker? Did the coworker get this guy fired? Get him in trouble? Ruin a promotion? There's some backstory here. I wish journalists would do their goddamn job. All right. There you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's blow through some voicemails here, see what you freaks have been up to. Yes, caller, what's up?
Hey, Sam, it's Cat Lady. I keep wanting to call. Happy New Year. I keep calling. You? I keep wanting to call.
By the way, I got to say thanks to Love Lady Cat Lady once again for another wonderful present. She got me a Surge soda shirt. You know, I love soda pop, especially sody pop. Colas and stuff, especially discontinued and old. Surge, of course, was a 90s kind of like a Mountain Dew-ish drink.
And tell you a story about like some Lindas I knew in rehab. Lindas. Because you're completely right. They're the fucking bitchiest fucking, like, how dare you? They're worse than Karens.
Yes, it's a different kind of bitch cunt.
Or maybe, you know what, like Karens are like middle-aged, but, like, Lindas are, like, in their 50s and 60s. Yes. And I know that, I know you ran out of change, but it's the principle of the thing. I want my nickel. Like, ma'am, can you just take 5 pennies? No, I want a nickel. You know, like that.
You know, sometimes I can't understand a word Love Lady Cat Lady saying, and then other times she's like, super clear audio wise, and she's doing voices and characters, and I can understand those too.
Oh my god, I just accidentally tried to FaceTime you. I hope that didn't fuck things up. Well, there you go. Love you, Tim. Bye.
Yeah, again, Happy New Year, Level 80 Cat Lady. Always a good
hello, friend. You fairy. This is your father, Audra. Did you know that white people smell like dogs? And Wing was on an episode of South Park.
That it? Oh, forget to hang up. Or are you trying to play music? What have I told you about trying to play music over the phone? It never works. I'm guessing this is like Christmas shoes or something. Yeah. Okay. Well, good. Nice attempt, I guess.
Hey, Timmy Boo. This is Sideshow member Qbert calling up here. Just
Qbert
making my way through these last few shows of the year. Of last year, I guess it was, talking about that Hilaria Baldwin story. play the old school Access Entertainment Hollywood sound clip, and I have been wanting to hear that for a while.
Scott Fletcher, our old voice guy.
I'm strange like that. Also, I think I had, you're a freak one moment, and that was when I was getting down to your shitty rendition of Taylor Dane. So anyways, thanks for the memories from last year. Happy New Year.
Taylor Dane, where the fuck did that bitch come from? You know what I mean? Like, no one's heard from Taylor Dane in decades. I dig her up. Taylor Dane is going to have a career resurgence now, thanks to me. I honestly don't. I mean, I remember singing the song, but I don't remember how I did it. Did I try to use her voice? Let's see. I'm trying to find it here.
I feel the night explode when we're together. Emotion overload.
Again, I'm guessing my singing is not one of the things you guys listen to Distorted View Daily for. That, I've actually gotten emails about my singing asking me to never, never do that. Here's the chorus. Look, I'm trying my best here. All right. I'm doing what I can. Let's do one more voicemail.
Hi, Tim. Hi, freaks. I can't believe I haven't called in about this yet. This is Ziggo. The new season of BattleBots is happening right now. This is a reboot of the same BattleBots show from the early 2000s.
That was, like, inexplicably aired on Comedy Central. Like, it didn't seem like that was a good fit. You know what I mean?
We're currently on the fourth episode, and I've been streaming every new episode on Discord every Friday, the day after it airs on TV, and...
Where does it air now? Like, what cable channel does it air on?
Me and, like, six or seven other freaks watch it together. The stream happens at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, and 8 p.m. Central European time.
Otherwise known as prime time.
So that's every Friday. Yeah. The next one's going to be on the 8th of January. We're still in the qualifying round, so if you want to join without watching the older episodes, that should be no problem.
All right.
It is, without a doubt, the greatest sport that mankind has ever created. Yeah. Even if you've never seen it before, I'm sure you're going to like it.
Like I said, I've seen the old BattleBots show on Comedy Central. I bet you the bots are getting better now. I mean, it's been years and years since the old Comedy Central show. Yeah, I'm going to have to join you guys and watch that. If they ever make a BattleBots video game, that would be kind of cool. Like build your own virtual fighting bot. You know what I mean? You can, like, upgrade it and stuff. That would be neat. Why don't people make cool shit? All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Why don't you guys email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
My name is Tim Henson, the new face of raping small animals.
Spread the distortion. STD, tell all your friends about the show. Don't forget to rate us and review us wherever you can criticize podcasts. I will see you back tomorrow if and only if you're Sideshow members. Otherwise, we'll be back on Wednesday. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Hi, this is Aunt Jane. I just love young hot cock. I enjoy playing with Brian, my hot stud nephew. I love sliding down his far pole. Oh, do you want to be my boy? You want to play with Auntie? Come lick Auntie's hot wet pussy, baby. Oh, Auntie's waiting for you. Call Auntie, baby. I'm horny. I need young cock. Call me, baby.
This has been another excellent podcast from the Scrod Media Group. Learn more at scrod.net.